I want you to hold on to those words that you just sang. I want you to really think about them for just a moment. And I want you to just pray. Hey, it's sprinkling. We got a little water on us. But I want to tell you what God wants to do tonight is worth getting a little water on you. All right? Just look at it like this. It's pre-baptism. Okay? God has called you. God has made a way. I want to ask you a question tonight. Who in the world did Jesus hang out with? I mean, yeah, what kind of people did Jesus hang out with? And I really want you to know tonight, this is the message, and I hope all weekend long and really past this weekend that you will carry what God has put in your life. And that's this. Great message. The God who created the heavens and the earth and the rain and the wind and the storms and the sunny days and the hot days and the cool days and the snow flurries and the snowstorms, that God has a name. That God has a name on earth. That God is real. He has a name, and His name is Jesus. How many of you love to hear the name of Jesus? Because guess what? Every time you hear the name of Jesus, you ought to think this. Oh, thank you, Father, who art in heaven, for sending yourself in your Son to earth to hang out with somebody like me. Interesting story, Luke chapter 5. You know, Jesus would hang out. He would walk the streets. He would be a part of everyday life. This weekend, we're going to be a part of everyday life. We're going to cook together. We're going to clean up together. We're going to keep each other up all night together. We will annoy each other at times this weekend. But guess who's going to hang out with all of it? Jesus. Well, there was a man who had leprosy. Most people who had leprosy, a disease, were shunned from the community. But Jesus touched him. It was a man who was paralyzed. But Jesus didn't leave him that way. He told him, your sins are forgiven. Get up and walk. And then there was another man just doing his job. His name was Levi. You know him as Matthew. But when Jesus called him, his name was Levi. Levi was interesting. He was there on the road in his tax collecting booth shop. Jesus passed by to Levi. And when he came to Levi, you know what he said? He said, come follow me. And my message is simple tonight, but it's very strong. Come follow me. Do you all realize in 2,000 years, the message of Jesus has not changed? Come, follow me. Tonight, I want you to really take a real inventory. Are you following Jesus Christ? Because Jesus didn't say, come follow an image of me. Come follow a philosophy of me. For you seminarians, he didn't say, come follow the doctrine of me. Jesus gets real personal. Up in your face and down in your heart and says, you, Levi, you come follow me. And Levi left what he was to follow Jesus. Now tonight, you know what? How many of y'all need to leave a little more of who you are and pick up a little more of who he is? Anybody in that boat other than your pastor or one of your pastors? Any of y'all, how many of y'all could leave a little bit of who you are to pick up a little more of who Jesus is? Now, check this out. Did you realize, I keep hearing that people tell, well, I need more of Jesus. You got all you're going to get. I don't know what these folks are talking about. They go, well, I need to go to this conference. Or I need more of Jesus. You got all of Jesus you're going to get. Now, let me give you the good news. And that's enough. Anybody here glad in this misty moment that Jesus is enough? Oh, come on. I want the world to know that Jesus is enough.
Now, see, here's what's so exciting. I want you all to get this right. I got to call a crazy man out. Jesus did not call us to burn Korans. Y'all have heard that on the news. Some little old preacher got his 15 minutes of fame. We're not supposed to burn Korans. I don't know about you, but I ain't scared of the Koran. I'm not scared of Islam. I'm not scared of Hinduism. I'm not scared of Buddhism. Because I know who he sent. His name is? Jesus. Now that name will scare you. Because guess what he says? Come follow me. Just come follow me. And you know what Jesus does when we follow him? He takes us from where we were. You know where we were? Dead. See, a lot of y'all go like this. You say, well, Pastor Steve, now I'm not a good person. Well, good, neither am I. Look at the person sitting next to you and just go ahead and confess this for them. You're not as good as you think you are. Go ahead and tell them that. You're not as good. Where's Elizabeth? Yeah, you're not as good as you. How many of y'all realize we're not as good as we think we are? How many of y'all think more of yourself than you do your neighbor? Ooh. Well, Levi, he was just sitting there doing tax collecting. I mean, reminds me a lot of our government today. Just here, I need some more money. I need some more money. I need some more money. Collecting taxes. And Jesus said, Levi, come follow me. You know what he did? He didn't follow him first. See, this is where a lot of us are hung up. You can't follow till you leave. See, a lot of us struggle with Jesus because we're trying to stay in the booth and walk with him at the same time. That looks really silly. We're trying to live who we used to be at the same time we're becoming who we are in Christ. Now, you really want to be released? You want to see a church and a group of people released? Follow Jesus. So Levi left what he was, who he was, and the way he made money. And he followed Jesus. And he followed him so well, this is the event that happens. He got up, left everything, and followed him. Now, in just a moment, you're going to have an opportunity to do these three biblical things. You're going to have an opportunity to get up. You're going to have an opportunity to say, Lord Jesus, I am tired of where I am. I don't know where you are, but he knows where you are. How many of y'all know Jesus knows where you are? He knows where you are. Some of you going, you reckon he knows what I did last night? Yeah. He even knows who you did it with. He knows who else was there. And guess what he still says? Follow me. Follow me. You know, there's one phrase that Jesus keeps saying over and over and over and over again in the Bible. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Where are we going? Follow me. Well, where is that? Follow me. Well, when are we going to get there? Follow me. And don't we sound just like a bunch of kids crammed in a minivan on vacation? Every time we get a DVD break, hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. When are we gonna get there? We say, put in another DVD. We'll be there in three more DVDs. You know what Jesus says? You're already there. See, this is what we forget as the church of Jesus Christ. We're not going there, we're there. That's what the world hasn't seen. The church that is there in Christ following Jesus, not burning Korans and trying to karate chop Islam, but following Jesus in such an extraordinary way that we look at other people and say, hey, we're following him. You want to come? And they go, yeah. And I said, well, you got to do something. You got to get up. You got to leave. And you got to follow. Y'all got those three rhythms? So tonight, just pray about it. Some of you this weekend, God's going to say, you know what? You need to get up. You need to get up and get on with it. How many of y'all have ever had the Lord tell you to get up and get on with it?
How many of y'all have ever whined to God? Oh, isn't that awful? Lord, do you know how bad I feel? He goes, yeah, they crucified me. Well, it ain't that bad. Lord, do you know people are talking about me? He goes, yeah, I know how that feels. Lord, do you know that my best friend betrayed me? Yeah, I had the same thing. Lord, do you know I hadn't seen my parents in a long time? He hadn't seen his in a long time either. Because what was he doing? He was so following God, the Father, that he was willing to bring you along. Who did Jesus hang out with? People like Levi. So tonight, here's what I believe, because I believe the Scripture teaches this absolutely. I'll fight you on this one. I believe anybody can be saved. There's not a one of us in here that know who can be saved and who cannot be saved. But Jesus will send an invitation to anybody. Now, I'm going to warn you, young people, be very careful about folk that have predetermined who is saved and who is not saved. Because I'm going to tell you what those people are. They're clowns. They are arrogant, intellectual clowns. Because nobody can tell an almighty, sovereign God what he can do. Nobody. And then God does crazy things. You know what most people did when they saw tax collectors? Slid on by. Like some of you, anybody here work for the IRS? Raise your, stand up and hold your umbrella up if you work for the IRS. Okay, I don't see anybody good. Let's talk about them. If somebody comes up to me and says, hey, I'm employed by the IRS, I don't want to talk to them. Because when they look at me, I go, I bet they're figuring out where I messed up on my taxes. I wonder if they got me under surveillance. You know, they're tax folk. But guess what Jesus did to a tax folk? Now, none of our people would be like this, but a lot of tax people back in that day, they were just crooks. I mean, none of our people would be like that. But back then, in the olden days, crooks. You know what Jesus said to this crook? Same thing he said to this crook. Come follow me. He got up, left, and followed. He got what? He left, and he. Now, he did something really cool. You know, Levi, he didn't have Bible study training. He couldn't sing like Scarborough, nor do tax collectors have that kind of hair. So, the thing he knew how to do is invite people over to his house. He had a festival. He had a festival. Or for Pastor Robinson, he's with us this weekend from Costa Rica. Levi had a fiesta. He said, I'm going to invite my friends to meet the guy I'm following. Does that sound familiar? I'm going to ask y'all to do something real simple this week. I want you to invite people to follow the guy that you're following. His name is. So in just a few minutes, we're going to be in a campground. Now, we're not Jewish, so there's a lot of pork over there, okay? And man, guess what? You're going to be eating, and you're going to be fellowshipping, and you're going to be having a big time. But guess what you're going to assume? You're going to assume that because people came to God's stock, they know Jesus. Wrong. A lot of people came to God's stock to see who he is. Because they've heard about us squirrely people called Christians. They know we don't drink beer in public. Let's go ahead and tell the truth. They know we only cuss in the backyard. And they think we all vote Republican. That's about the image people have of Christianity in America. Guess where they got that? From us! And really what we ought to be doing is living this full and abundant life by following Jesus. Now, there's three things that ought to go on here because the Holy Spirit's here. How many of you know that God loves every person that is taking a breath in this place? He loves people all over the world. No matter what they believe right now, God loves them. And God loves them more than we do. And God doesn't meet them as someone who is suspicious of them. He calls them to be a child, to be a part of what he's doing.
Levi had this big banquet. Guess who he invited?
Well, if you're a tax collector, who are your friends?
Good point.
And if you're a tax collector and you kind of have some money, who else are your friends?
Now, y'all are really acting like you're really not. Anybody here at Hillview ever been to a party other than a Sunday school social? Come on, raise your hand if you've been there. I mean, some of y'all were going, it's raining, and I looked at you and said, yeah, we've stood in the rain doing some other things. You went, that's right. In fact, I really want to compliment y'all. I stood in the rain listening to Jimmy Buffett. He sounds like a Sunday school teacher compared to today's music. But he was a big outlaw back in my day. I mean, if you listen to Jimmy Buffett, you're just going to hell. And you know what? I saw thousands of people standing out there, you know, putting their fins over here to the right and their fins to the left. And they were having a big time. And I thought, man, this is crazy, because if these were church people, after the first three drops of rain, it would like be like acid rain and they would be running to their cars. But you know what? Y'all are here tonight. You know why? Following Jesus is worth a little water. Following Jesus is worth a lot of trouble. Following Jesus is worth your life. And I'm going to tell you the truth. You may have to give it one day. I may have to give it one day. I'm just telling you, the way it's going, your pastor will be in jail for things I never thought I would have been in jail for. There'll be a day at the name of Jesus, that'll be a dangerous name. Have you noticed how Jesus is dangerous? You know why? Because when you follow him, everything changes. Your life, your relationships, your worldview, and praise be to God, your destination. Now, this is going to be pretty crazy. Raise your hand if your first step into heaven was a Godstock event. You met Jesus here on this grass. Just kind of get it up there. It'll be a little more Pentecostal. Ah, there it is. All right? Isn't that cool? Your first step into heaven was from Barron River State Park. How many of y'all been baptized in the muddy waters of the Barron? Sound like a country song, doesn't it? You know what? Jesus hadn't changed his mind in 17 years of God's stock, and he hadn't changed his mind in over 2,000 years, and he won't change his mind forever. Come follow me. Come follow me. Now, who did Jesus hang out with? Well, Levi had these tax collectors at his house, and he had others. I love how the NIV puts it. There were tax collectors and others. How many of y'all have ever just been an other? How many of y'all have ever just been in a crowd and just say, well, I'm just an other. I'm just one of the folk. How many of y'all have ever been just one of the folk? Praise God, I got good news. Jesus loves one of the folk. You ain't got to be super cool. You ain't got to be a super nerd. You ain't got to do nothing really fantastic. God just loves you. Well, in walked the Pharisees. They're always walking in the New Testament. Here comes these religious people. Now, by the way, if I do have some religious people here today, I want you to hear some good news. Jesus loves you too, even though you think you're him. Jesus loves religious people, even though religious people think they're him. I want you to know that the only person can judge you laid out his arms and died for you. The only person that can determine your eternity rose from the grave on the third day and is madly in love with you. That's the Jesus we follow. That's the Jesus that's real. In walks the Pharisees. Now, I want you to notice, religious people never go to the top. How many of y'all have ever been to church? If you notice how cowards always talk in the parking lot and never to the pastor. Nothing changed. They talk about it in Sunday school, but I don't ever hear it in my office. Religious people like to go around the back door. You know why? Because you got to know Jesus to come to the front door. You see, they ask his disciples. They said, hey, boys. I'm going to ask you a question. That's paraphrased. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law who belong to the sect
complained to the disciples, "What do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Now we can tell these aren't Baptist Pharisees, because the Baptist Pharisees would have just stopped. Why do you drink? That's their only issue. But you see, he said, why do you eat? Why would you become friends? Have an intimate meal. Why would you recognize these people as worthy? Don't you understand? We are from God and they're not. Guys, I want y'all to know something right now. I am so excited. I get excited every time I get to read a part of this scripture and God gives me one of these messages. God is not like a Pharisee. He doesn't push people away, man. How many of y'all are glad to know God doesn't push people away? Man, he eats with sinners. I'm glad because he'll eat with me. And tax collectors and crooks and people that don't get it right, Jesus will have something to do with them. In fact, he'll redo them into a new life. Well, guess who speaks up? Jesus overhears what the Pharisees are talking about. And Jesus says, well, let me ask you a question, a parable. He said, who needs a doctor? Who needs a doctor? Is it the sick or those that are healthy? Is it not the healthy, but the sick? And then Jesus says something that's very important. He said, I have not come to save, he uses that word, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to what? Repentance. And let me ask you a question. Who are the sinners? You really think? You know what some people in this field believe tonight? I'm a good person and I'm going to go to heaven. I guarantee you people believe that in this field tonight. I am a good person and I'm going to go to heaven. I hear it every week. Well, Pastor Ayers, you know, it's Jesus' thing. I ain't sure about it. I'm a good guy. I ain't killed nobody. And I'm good. But we're sinners. And we need to repent. In fact, Jesus came for every one of us because guess what? All of us are sinners. Whether we want to confess it or admit it or own up to it yet, the reality is we are all what? Sinners. And so tonight I want you to know this great message. Jesus Christ is willing to hang out, not with you, but in you. He stepped it up. I still believe this verse. I believe it with all my heart, soul, mind, and body. For God so loved the world that whosoever believes in him will not perish, die, but will live forever, everlasting life. You go, that's John 3:16. Yeah. Guess who said it? Jesus. For God so loves the world that he sent his son to change every one of us from death to life. Praise be to his name. And we're going to have a moment of altar, and then we're going to worship again. But you know, don't wait till tomorrow night to meet him. Because you know what I believe tonight? There's some people here tonight. Man, if you're here tonight and you've never been to church and you're wondering why you're sitting in a rainy field on a Friday night and never hung around church people, hello! I would say tonight is your night. It is your night to say, Lord Jesus, listen to this. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. How many of y'all want to know if you're a sinner? Okay, let's take the sinner test. Okay, well, you got to have this standard of good. If everybody's going to be good, we got to have an agreed upon standard. Wouldn't you agree? I say the Ten Commandments is a pretty good standard of good. What do you think? All right, let's see how many of y'all pass on the Ten Commandments. How many of you all have always worshiped God and never worshiped anything else since you've taken your first breath? If you're a UK fan, you're out automatically. How many of you have ever stolen something? Raise your hand if you've ever stolen something. That counts cheating on tests or stealing, even if you're just checking your answers. How many of y'all have ever committed adultery? I usually don't get a lot of hands up on that one, especially if you're sitting by your wife. But you know, more of us have committed adultery than we think committed adultery, because Jesus said the way to commit adultery is just thinking in your mind and your heart. Oh, gosh. That just took out every 15 to 35-year-old male. And older, if you're using Viagra or something like that. Some things are meant to die. It's God's healing. Get your mind on heaven. Look at here. How many of you have ever looked over at your neighbor's stuff and said, you know what, I wish that was my stuff? That's in the commandments. You know, your neighbor pulls out in a new truck and you go, I don't know why, I don't have a new truck. Or your neighbor's wife comes out and you go, I said, don't cover her either, your neighbor's wife. Don't be covering your neighbor's wife. You know why? She got the same problems your wife does. That's just like all you ladies that go, look at your husband and go, I wish you'd act more like him. You know what I tell my wife? He's faking it. He's faking it. He's putting on an act, so you'll say that to the rest of us husbands. No, here's what I'm telling you guys. Listen, we're all alike. We've sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We've all got a moment where we got to go, wait a minute. I can't be with God unless I follow Jesus. Now get there with me. I can't be with God unless I follow Jesus. Now here's what's so sneaky with the little serpent guy. You can be aware of God. You can be around God. You can hear God's truth. But you can't be with God until you know Jesus. And that's the way he plays it. You know, the Pharisees were aware that Jesus was more than a teacher, or they had asked him that question. But they didn't. They asked his followers. Now tonight, some of you, tonight is your night. I promise you, you're going to go to heaven from this wet grass. You're going to be able to tell God, Jesus, remember when it was kind of sprinkling? It's not now, by the way. Jesus, you remember that night I went to that thing, that crazy old people over at Hillview, and they started talking about you, a guy named Jesus, and they told me I was a sinner, and then they told me you died because you loved me that much. I believed you that night because I felt you call me to heaven. How many of y'all realize God wants to bring everybody to heaven? Hillview, I'm proud of what God's doing in you guys. I'm proud of what God's doing in us. But you know what? I want you to dream with me. Dream. God's dream. I look forward to the day that there's 5,000 people standing on the shore of Barren River. I want to see Jeff Reynolds pass out baptizing people. I want to see big old Reynolds just go under and we'll drag him up. I want Jamie to have to baptize 450 guys that are over 6'6". Just wear him out. And Pastor Eric have to crank out everybody that's over 400 pounds. Wear them out. Because God loves them all. How many of y'all believe that God loves them all? Hey, I can't see all of you. Y'all pass it on back. God loves them all. Come on, tell them. God loves them all. He loves them all. And until we come to that point, we'll never understand who we follow. We're on the anniversary of 9/11. God's desire. He didn't create those men to drive a plane into a tower. But they stayed in who they were. They never got up and left what they were to become what they could be in Christ.
And many of us will drive our lives into the same towers because we refuse to get up, leave where we are, to go where we can be in Christ. And if you're going to stay where you are, you'll die without Jesus. And that's really dead. Or you can get up tonight and say, Lord Jesus, I'm not a tax collector, but I'm a crook. I've messed up. I've not done what you wanted me to do. I promise, God. Lord Jesus, come into me. Forgive me for all of my sin. And from this moment on, I'm going to follow you.
Now you may say, well, will my life be perfect then?
No!
Some of y'all going, well, if I follow Jesus, will I meet the right guy or the right girl? Now, let me help you. If you listen to him. You know, and here's the way he talks sometimes. When your mom and dad say, that's not a good idea, and your pastor says, that's not a good idea, and your close friends say, that's not a good idea, that's probably God screaming at you. A lot of folks that have gone through painful divorces, I just look at them and say, listen, I got to ask this question. I've been taking a human survey. What did your grandmama say about that dude? Oh, Pastor Steve, she told me not to marry him. She knew Jesus. She wasn't being mean to the guy. She was trying to get you to hear what God was saying. I got a God that loves me enough, God screams at me. Because he looks at Steve Ayers and he goes, there's my thick-headed kid, bonehead, who I dearly love, who I died on the cross for, who gets it sometimes and derails a lot of the time. But I'm going to bring him to heaven. How many of y'all glad to know you're being brought to heaven? And by the way, nobody here can save you. In fact, you won't even come up tonight unless the Holy Spirit draws you. Do you understand that? I can't make you get saved. If I could make you get saved, all of you'd be saved. I'd hit you if that's what it took. But that's not the way it works. The Holy Spirit's got to hit that heart and say, come, follow me. Here's what's so cool. The same Jesus that talked to Levi, he's talking to Matt and Bob and Sue and Johanna and Becky and Bobby and everybody else saying, come, follow me, says Jesus. Come, follow me. And now's the moment. Get up. Leave where you've been and follow him. Pastor Steve, what's going to happen? You will eventually end up in heaven. But until then, we will hold on to Jesus till we get there. I don't know about you, but Timmy Young, Jesus is the only thing that's never let me down. The church has let me down. Religion's let me down. Theological philosophies let me down. Bible studies have let me down. Songs have let me down. People have let me down. Smoking cigars let me down. But Jesus never let me down. You know why? You ready for this? Freddie, he can only pull you heavenward. I mean, y'all glad to know Jesus only got one gear. Heavenward. I want to bring my people to my Father's paradise. Amen. You can go ahead and give him praise for that because that's absolutely amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So, guys, we're just going to let the Holy Spirit take his thing, okay? We may see a lot of people get saved. It's not raining right now. We continue to just worship and celebrate. We're in just one of those moments, okay? There are going to be some folks who meet Jesus tonight. I don't know about you, but guess what? I'm even more fired up at Godstock 17 than I was at Godstock 1. Godstock 2, I actually jumped off the stage. If I did that at Godstock 17, they'd be bringing the ambulance down here. But the same Jesus that was at Godstock 1 is the same Jesus that's at Godstock 17. And he'll be
long after Steve Ayers and Hillview Heights Church and Aunt Timmy, one day you ain't going to cook. You know why? God's already got some angels cooking. We're going to eat. There's going to be a day I'll never preach again. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. There's no preaching in heaven. Now, Pastor Keith, he's still going to be working. There is singing. You need to work anyway. It'll be good for you up there. We'll be looking at Keith. He'll have big old angel hair, 55 feet tall, sticking up on his head. But you know what? I'm serious. There won't be preaching in heaven. Did y'all realize that? So I really want to ask you a question. In your life, are you telling about people really about Jesus, asking them to come follow him? Are you just telling people what you think about Jesus? That's a big difference. Jesus said, Levi, come on. Apparently they had a conversation and Jesus said, Levi, what do you want to do? I don't know, Jesus, I'm kind of hungry. Why don't you come to the house? I got a little lamb on the side. We'll fire up the grill. Let's have a party. And in walked the religious leaders. What are these people doing here? They're having dinner with the Son of God. Because Jesus wants to hang out with us. I don't know why. I don't know why. A lot of you are a lot smarter than me. I don't know why Jesus wants to hang out with us. I don't care. I'm just glad he does. And I'm glad he'll save any of us. Amen. Well, we've been praying that God would draw more people to Christ this weekend than we've ever seen. Some of you gathered here today. I promise you, if you're here tonight, especially in Kentucky, and you came here with raindrops, God brought you here. Now, some of y'all are just crazy, but God brought some of y'all here. And God didn't fall short, did he? Well, let's stand together. Don't pray out loud, but just pray for the person next to you and pray that you hope they're following Jesus. Now, if you've never asked Jesus into your life, our pastors and elders are coming down front and they want to pray with you. Because God's already saved you. They just want to know that God saved you. If you've never been baptized, this is a great weekend to be baptized. God, Billy Lowe, has been wanting so many people baptized that he flooded the lake to show us that there will be plenty of water because God loves everybody. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, tonight there are human beings that will come to this altar and receive heaven from you. They will be forgiven of their sins and they will start that first step toward forever. So Jesus, we ask right now, boys, girls, men, women, young and old, whoever is being drawn by your Spirit, God, we ask them to come forward in the name of Jesus and receive your grace. And Lord, we pray today, as tomorrow we have to look into an anniversary of evil, that we will stand with truth. Lord, that we will not be tolerant or intolerant, but that we would be faithful to the call of Christ. May your people be known for following you. If you're already a believer, maybe God said, come down here tonight and leave that alone and follow me. We'll come and just talk to him. If you've never been baptized, we want to talk to you. As you are coming right now, may the Lord Jesus just touch you. And as the Holy Spirit is moving in this place, may we thank God that he is at work among his people. He has not left us alone.
and he continues right now. So in the name of Jesus, man, this is a great moment. People are being called by God to be saved. If you're one of them, come on right now. I invite you in the name of Jesus to come and pray and talk and celebrate what God will do in your life. Come on, let's worship together at this altar. Come on, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. Come on.